The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Randy and Natalie Hoag, in memory of parents Jim and Jan Hoag and father George Nast. It is also sponsored anonymously by a church member.
Karen, join us down here. I'm going to read first from the book of Isaiah, the prophecy. Isaiah 52. Can you all see me okay? Okay. I'm not up there. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy. For in the plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. God has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has barred his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God. From the Gospel of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh, but of the will of man. They were born of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And I know it's not in the bulletin, but I'm going to read the last of chapter, the Christmas story from Luke 2. This is where the shepherds are leaving. When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is indeed the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. You want to join us, Karen? No? Okay. Am I going to be able to see you and you me? Still? Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears today, let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say to Mike and Destiny, and to all of us, that when the children are kind of playing and quietly playing, it's okay. And if that kind of gets, you know, you're listening to that rather than me, think about Jesus playing. Now, they're not Jesus, of course, but think about that toddler playing, you know, when he's their age. And let that be your way today. Because I want Michael and Destiny to enjoy the service as well as the children. Okay? We all there? You got it? Okay. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. When a baby's born, I like to go to the hospital and offer a prayer and a blessing for the baby and for the family. So when Leah Eddy was born, I arrived in the evening and there were no other visitors. Not even Joe was there. It was just Mel and Leah and me. And Mel, she just kept walking. She was holding Leah, just walking and walking. And it was obvious she was not going to put Leah down. And her dinner plate was sitting there, and I saw that, and, you know, I took the baby for a moment and then she gave her back. You know, the kind of parents usually want me to give the baby back, not too long. And I looked at her and I said, "Do you want me to hold the baby while you eat?" "Yeah, but know that she likes to walk. So here I am in this little room walking." With a baby. As we gather this Christmas day, I imagine such a day for Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. It was just a quiet time in that hospital room, and I imagine there in that stable too, a time to ponder what they had experienced in the night. And what life might be for this baby in their arms. I imagine it was when they were learning, does Jesus want to be held or does he want to sleep more soundly in the manger? Does he want to be rocked or walked? And I imagine these were the moments when Mary and Joseph fell in love with their child. I realize the lectionary readings I read for today are very heady. In his prologue, John doesn't talk much about a personal relationship with Jesus. He tells us that Jesus is the Word of God and that Jesus is the light for all people. Here we hear about Jesus' relationship with God as one who had been with God from the very beginning of time. Jesus was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when God named the world into being, God gave the Word that Word. Some of us note the same Word in John 1 as in Genesis 1. God gave the Word. Creation. Here we hear about the light that overcomes the darkness, a light some of us see and experience and even welcome, while John says others turn away from that same light. Those who believe this light become children of God, born not of flesh and of blood, man, but from God. These words from John are important, and many times I've preached them. I probably could have pulled a sermon out of a file because my last church, they had Christmas Day services as well as Christmas Eve services. So I preach this text a lot of times. So this week, maybe because I was putting together three new bulletins and officiating at a funeral for someone I knew and loved, you know, I'm just exhausted. I'm guessing some of you are exhausted too. I know I've seen Joe's schedule this week. Holy Toledo. And I imagine some of you have been cooking and shopping and wrapping presents and being with your family. And I know, you know, I can't be with my family this week, but I know how it is with family. Sometimes it goes really good and sometimes everybody's walking on eggshells. Okay? Yeah, I know how that is. Brings up a lot of feelings this Christmas in us. You name it for you. So this morning, I'm just ready to lay all that stuff aside. All this heady stuff that John writes about, I'm going to give that another day, not today. Today, I just want to sit in a chair and fall in love with a baby born in the night. Now, we in the UCC don't talk very much about a personal relationship with Jesus. We know very well we are to love God and our neighbors as ourselves. We know that. We profess that whoever you are, wherever you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. And some of us know the stories of Jesus, his healing presence, and his teachings. However, my guess is most of us have not fallen in love with Jesus. We've not sat with Mary, taking her baby into our arms. We've not imagined ourselves on the lake shore, Jesus calling our name. We've not imagined Jesus embracing us. Sometimes being so close to Jesus is comforting, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. Some of us like to embrace and be embraced, and some of us don't. How about you? What are you feeling like as I talk about this personal relationship with Jesus? This is the flesh-holding, being and being held embrace, excuse me, let me start over. This is the in flesh holding and being held, embracing and being embraced love. God was very intentional about coming into the world in the flesh. God wants to be among us. Not just some experience that we experience or, as we say, share our common lot. God wants to greet us and love us and walk with us and eat with us and sit with us. So today I'm inviting us into a quiet interlude. I invite us to go to Bethlehem, to sit with Mary and Joseph. And if we like to hold babies, to take Jesus into our arms. Or if you would rather, I invite us to sit with Jesus on the lakeshore. Sit down and to just be in his presence and to have him talking just to us, eye to eye, maybe taking our hands together, holding hands, and Jesus just talking to us. Not that crowd all around, just us. And maybe if that's not, you know, the lakeshore is not your deal, you don't like the lake, maybe invite Jesus to your dinner table. Yeah, your dining room table, your kitchen table, yeah, whatever it is. Wherever you are most comfortable, or, you know, I got a couple of new recliners, but yeah, that's too far apart. Let's go on the couch. I invite us to have a conversation with him, to embrace and be embraced by him. I invite us to fall in love with this one who came into our world to be up close and personal with us, because Jesus loves us. Pray now or a little bit later after the song. Let's sing, O Little Town. Do it nice and gentle. And you can stay seated. invite you to put away your bulletins and your hymnals. Just kind of be for a moment. Let's take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and hold it. And let it out. And all those things that have been in your mind this week, all that busyness, let it go. All those concerns you have for others, let them go for a moment. Take a deep breath. Let it out. If you'd like to go to the stable where Jesus was born, go there. And if you'd like to go to the lake shore where Jesus was teaching, go there. And if you'd like to sit on the couch in your own house, go there. Imagine yourself in one of those places or some other place where you'd like to encounter Jesus. He's coming to be with you. Just with you. On this holy day, as you have taken time now to worship him, he comes now into your presence. How do you envision him? How do you greet him? Say those words to him. And hear his response. What is it that Jesus is saying just to you? What is it you are saying just to Jesus? Have that conversation for the next few moments. It is time for us to come back to worship with one another. So, let Jesus know if you want to talk with him some more later today. Let Jesus know that you'll talk to him, if not today, another day. Jesus embrace you as you embrace him. Gracious and ever-loving God, we are grateful that you have come to us in the flesh, sharing more than our common lot, giving yourself truly to us in life and in death. We can do no other than to praise you and to honor you and to glorify you and to serve you. We can do no other but to keep the commandments Jesus gave us. Love you, love our neighbors as ourselves. Oh God, we need help with that. We need help because sometimes we're too busy. Sometimes life is just too much. And we're not ready for that conversation with you. Sometimes, oh God, we see the other children of the world and we go, I don't want to be with them. Or they scare me. Or they make me anxious. They hurt me. Lord, sometimes it is tough to love our neighbors. Help us. Help us to do better. Help us to know that you love us and will help us to do those things that you call us to do. And God, we pray for healing for ourselves and for others. We bring to mind those others who are in need. Bodies are hurting. Whose minds take them in places that just do them in. Folks with depression and anxiety and schizophrenia and mania. Oh God. Be with them. Be with us. Gracious God, we pray for those who grieve. Today we remember families we could not name a week ago. Not only Rennie's family, Anita, but also the Bergamans and Rosie's friend, Kay. God, our God, be with all who grieve. Let them know your peace. Remind us all of the resurrection to new life, the living and the dead. These things we bring to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Thank you.
The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Randy and Natalie Hogue, in memory of parents Jim and Jan Hogue and father George Nast. It is also sponsored anonymously by a church member.